We have Martin Nash on the line. Back to the island. How are things in Victoria?
Good. Yeah, the weather's turned out great today. Looking nice and sunny. So looking for a good game tonight.
Does this bring you back to your roots, or would that be playing in sideways rain in a puddle?
That would be sideways rain in a puddle. Yeah, this is not typical weather, but really nice night. Great night for a game.
We're chatting with the assistant coach of the Cavalry FC Football Club in the CPL. Congrats on the great start to the season, Martin. Your club 3-0 atop the table. Any surprises with your group thus far in terms of the results, or was this the expectation that you've had since you got together with Tommy a year ago in the PDL?
I think we worked hard to get to this point. We feel that we're a very tough team to beat, and we'll be in every game. And we got a little bit of rub of the green, I guess, the first two games, but we've defended extremely well and created enough chances to win.
How are you approaching this one? This is not a regular season game, so to speak. So it's a Canadian Championship two-legger against Pacific FC. Are you looking this as an opportunity to get rest for veterans, or is this going to be a major priority with the ability to eventually end up playing MLS clubs if you continue to get through and even, you know, hoist a national championship? Does that rank ahead of a regular season game, or is that kind of up for debate a bit?
Yeah, I think it's up for debate. We want to win every game we play, obviously, and we built a deep squad. And we'll use a little bit of it tonight to give some guys some rest, because it's been some guys who played a ton of minutes. But, we're going to put a team out in the field that we feel that can win this game.
You got four games in 11 days, so I'm sure that plays a role as well. If we look at the lineup tonight, any debuts or appearances that you're particularly excited about, or is it more about getting rest for some of the guys you've rode hard so far?
Yeah, no, I think there'll be some new players in, and some guys that are getting their first minutes, and a mix of everything. But, as I said, we've got a deep squad. We feel we've got a bunch of veterans coming into this game that maybe haven't played. And we think we have a team that we won't miss a lot. You know, even with resting a few players, we still feel we've got enough using our whole squad to compete with anyone.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, as for tonight's contest, what do you know about the opponent? I know you guys have got some video with obviously all the games from around the league. Anything that's been played, you've probably seen thus far. What do they do well, and what tactically is going to change? We certainly saw a different posture on the road than at home. You held a lot of the ball in your two home games, but still found a way to win in Hamilton as a more defensive approach.
No, I think we're going to go at them. We're not the type of team to sit back and allow other teams to dictate the game. We're going to try and to go and play our game in their stadium. And we feel we've got, as I said, the players to do that. They're a good team. They've got some good talent, some good players. They've been missing Marcus Haber of late, which has hurt them. But, he might be back tonight. It was a big threat up front, big 6'3" forward. But, they're a team that moves the ball well. They've struggled to score goals so far this year, so I think if we can get in their face and not let them get into a rhythm, we can cause them lots of problems.
How's the league been from your vantage point early on? I know you've only played three games, but as we alluded to, you've watched a bunch around the league, and you're a guy that's played in a bunch of professional leagues around North America and even here in Canada with some sides out of Edmonton and Vancouver, amongst other places. What have your impressions been of early CPL action?
Yeah, I think it's been very good. I know we put together a team that was good, and we had some guys that I had to see take the step up, and a few have. Elijah Adekugbe, who stepped in and looked like he's been a pro for years. So we've had players step up like that, and other teams have too. So I think the league looks really good. The standard looks good. Every team's going out trying to win. The teams aren't sitting back and letting other teams come at them. For the most part, teams are going in trying to win games, which is great to see. And I think it's created exciting games and an exciting league to watch.
Yeah, no question. I don't know how much closely you've been following it, but the U17 side through to the World Cup, what gives you hope for this young generation of Canadians that they apparently are world class at that age group, and yet we've still struggled so mightily in years past to qualify for the big World Cup? I think, not since the early 80s has that happened?
Yeah, it's been a long time for us to qualify for the Senior Men's World Cup. 86 is the only time. But, we've had some good generations of U17, U20. And what we fail to do is crack on with that group to, turn them into professional players and have good careers. And I think a lot of them have petered out. So we got to, with the CPL coming in now, those players that are in, you know, 16 years old are looking next year, hopefully, to get into the CPL and keep their careers going on a positive path and, you know, be available for the men's national team in years to come.
You've played for our national team 38 times. Nick Ledgerwood has 50 caps, which is incredible. You played for a decade for our national team, it seemed, or maybe even longer. And I mean, 50 caps. What has Ledgerwood meant to your group?
Yeah, he's been fantastic. You know, a veteran, played in a number of different leagues and in different countries, and playing for the national team, the experience he has, and just his great outlook and his youthfulness in a lot of ways of how he approaches the game. He's, you know, like a kid in a candy store every day he comes to training. And I think for our players to see his enthusiasm for the game and his work rate, his work ethic, they're learning a lot just from being around him. And, you know, he's a great guy and a great teammate. And that's what I think maybe they're learning from him. And just to see him go out there and be a force on the pitch is enough to inspire the rest of the group. And to have a captain like that's invaluable.
I know it's way down the line, but this is a Canadian championship tournament. You've got Victoria with an away, then a home leg. You then, if you can beat Pacific FC, that Victoria side, you would be on to face a Hamilton club that you've already beat. If you could get past them in a two-leg matchup, you could be playing your old club, the Vancouver Whitecaps. So would that be something special? Is that too far down the line, or is that absolutely something that you should be talking about if you're a CPL team? Because of, I think, the credibility it would bring the league and your club to be up against a well-established brand and, you know, club team like the Whitecaps.
I mean, it's fantastic for whatever CPL team gets to play against the Whitecaps and test themselves against an MLS club. And it's going to happen for a few clubs. And it's I think it's important for our league and for people to see us compete against clubs of that level. And it's a great opportunity for us if we can get there. You know, as you say, we have two rounds to go before we get there and four games to play. If we get past Pacific and York, it's our fifth game in the championship. So there's a long road to go to get there. But, you know, ideally it would be where we want to be, to play against the Whitecaps and test ourselves.
Fair enough. Martin Nash, assistant coach, joining us on the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino guest hotline. Enjoy some time closer to home. Best of luck tonight, and we'll see you back in Calgary for the return leg next Wednesday, not to mention the Saturday Al Clasico, your first matchup against FC Edmonton. Thanks for the time.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.